Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything via the toll-free number at 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and we're launching here in hour number three of the program. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. We go to your phone calls. That is the point of the show. So let's start with Dave in Montana listening on KGEZ. Hello, Dave.
Life to the pirate wave makers, radio waves, that is.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man, that sounds great. More of them guys.
Absolutely. We were just for those just tuning in, we had just finished talking to a pirate radio operator a few moments ago, and absolutely. More power to them, more courage to them, because it's very brave of them to put a transmitter on the air when they know the FCC could come in with a gang of thugs with guns and confiscate all their equipment and take away their freedom.
Stuff.
Yep.
Hey, I think pot shouldn't be more than tomatoes are, because it's harder to grow tomatoes than it is pot, and I give my tomatoes away.
It's is it
plant,
that hard?
Man. It should be... Should be everywhere, you know. Shouldn't be made into a big market. That's why it's illegal. And that's what I'm calling for about her, about the tobacco jails.
Why is it what were you getting at when you said marijuana was illegal? Why?
I'm just saying pot is a plant. You know, it's harder to grow tomatoes than it is pot.
I got you there. I was just going to add in that the reason why marijuana is illegal, one of the major ones, is because the big business owners that were tied in with the government people
the
in
government
the early
makes,
part of the 20th century decided they didn't want to compete against him.
Well, no, it's a whole black market system. You know, the pot will never get legal because too many people in the government make too much money off
never
of
say
it
never,
being
Dave.
Illegal.
Never
and that's
never.
What they're going to do to tobacco. That's the ultimate goal with tobacco, is they're going to make
like
it illegal, and they're going to fill up private-owned jails and make workers out of these people, because they know that smokers and people, you know, they're good workers. You know, they just want to be left alone, have their jobs. And they do it right now in all these privately owned jails. They're using them as like little camps for workers. Tobacco is going to cost as much as pot one day. You watch and see.
Man, I think you might be right. I hope you're wrong, but it does seem that's the direction
it's
going.
And they're
going
to do it. They do it through the secret of civilized slavery. And the tall tale sign of that is that we're the world's greatest debtor nation. Everybody's going to do whatever the government does if, as long as they get their loans. Why do you think the government just loaned the banks money to loan to us? Because they could print it and make interest off of it. And they're just going to loan it out and keep loaning it out and give them credit cards away and send them in the mail. And nobody's going to say nothing. It's like that indentured servitude you was talking about, but people actually want it, they're not going to say nothing.
The system is definitely messed up. I mean, that much is for sure. But I don't know if you should be so defeated, Dave.
Well,
I understand marijuana is going
to
be legal.
The way to bust it is don't be participant to it. Don't use the banks. Don't buy stock. Don't buy insurance. Pull your kids out of the private schools. Don't buy gas. Buy as least amount of gas as possible. And we could bust them. They don't want
to
do that.
I don't
the
have
first
to.
Thing they told us to do was go shopping.
I'm with you on some things, Dave,
war.
But I can't agree with, you know, not purchasing needed products and services.
We feed the monster that plays.
The monster's the government. The companies.
And
there are some companies
on.
That
then
are tied in with the government, Dave.
Lightly. Then you wear your chains lightly and you don't think you got any on, but you do.
Well, I don't agree. I mean, there are some companies that are tied in with the
just
government. I would avoid. I would try to avoid dealing with them if possible.
What's done with the marijuana scene? Look at this medical marijuana. It was put on the books. We got it on the books. We gathered the signatures. They told us that they were going to take our kids. They told us that you better not do this. The government's going to come after you. And we said, no, we have our First Amendment. We have the right to petition. And we went out there, got the signatures, right?
This is in Montana.
We asked people to put their name down, and they're afraid of their government to put the paper down. We finally get it done, right? Then they start charging $200 an ounce. That's crazy. We didn't do that, all that work to make this big business out of it. It's a plant, for God's sakes.
I'm with you on that one, Dave. Thank you for the call tonight. 800-259-9231. I understand where his distrust of business comes from, because when you see business aligning itself with government...
Right, it's in cahoots with the government.
Right, when they work together with the government to mandate that certain business comes their way, that's disgusting and that should be opposed. But to just single out certain industries as though they're the problem, you know, the guy running the gas station at the corner, the corner of the road is not part of the conspiracy. He's just trying to make a buck. He's trying to pay his employees. He's trying to pay his mortgage. And he's trying to put, you know, maybe his kids through school or something like that. The people that are selling the gas to you are not a problem. Yes, the oil companies, they're tied in with the government. Okay, yes. But many people have to drive for a living. Many people have to commute from one point to another. I mean, would you advocate that someone who's happy with his or her job or position take a drop in pay and go and flip burgers just so he can walk or bicycle to work? Of course not. You should do what's best for you in your life. Whatever is best for you is what you should do. And if it means you have to buy gas, then, well, buy gas.
Well, I think
don't feel bad about it. Don't beat yourself up over it. You've got to do what you've got to do.
I think there's the ways to, you know, be thrifty on the gas. And recently I've been doing that. I ride my
financially good.
Just about everywhere I go in town. And I have a little backpack that I carry things on. And,
sure.
I'm crazy on the bicycle out there. But I have a little car. I'm used to driving much faster cars that look a lot sleeker than this one. But, I'm finding a lot of cool things about driving the crappy little car. And so instead of, you know, maybe the big pickup truck or the big SUV that's brand new, you could sell the damn thing, get rid of the mortgage payment or the car payment that you have on it, and buy a little crap box that'll get you from here to there and save you on gas. In that way, you benefit yourself in a great deal.
Right. Now, it makes sense to save on gas from a financial perspective, but not because you want to stick it to the man. I mean, these people are producing a product that works. The gas product works.
Dave's making a point that you can... I don't know about sticking it to the man. I'm not even sure who the man is. I think the man is a fiction.
Well, the man's the government, as far as I'm concerned.
Right, and you're not sticking it to the government.
They are the gang. They are the criminals, and they're the ones that should be resisted.
You'll have freedom by being free, and one of the ways to have freedom is by having, you know, the more time in your hands, more
financial
money,
freedom, sure.
You know, those kind of things. You'll have more money by not having the luxuries now. You shouldn't be buying the big expensive SUV until it doesn't mean anything to you to have it, until it isn't worth to you what my 94 Dodge Shadow is worth to me. You know, it doesn't
That's
matter
a great
to
point.
Me.
But I don't think many people are in that place, Mark. But a lot of people in America are in a place where they want to have that SUV because they feel like it's a status symbol, or they'll feel like they've arrived, or I'm not sure what all the motivations are behind it. But, yeah, I think that's an interesting way to put things, in that if you purchase this product before it's time, before you can really afford to purchase it, as far as, you know, just buying it all up front and it's no big deal what happens to it, then it's one of the most important things in your life.
It owns you. You'll be
obsessed with what happens to it, and you'll be obsessed with how it's being treated. And
you know, I can remember I got a little dent on my Celica. I was backing out of someplace, and I, you know, hit a white pole. And it bothered the crap out of me that I got this dent on my black convertible car that I loved so much.
Right.
The paint is peeling on my 94 Shadow. Sometimes I'll flick the paint off, and it doesn't cost
no
me anything
deal.
Emotionally.
Right.
Nothing.
I like that. I experienced that recently, Mark, and maybe it's because you've been talking about it recently, but I experienced it. There was a situation last night where a bicycle leaned against the car that we have, and it scratched the paint job, and my first thought was, oh, the paint job got scratched. And then immediately after that, I thought, so?
Well, I mean, you didn't pay much for your car either.
Right. So? Who cares? Let it get scratched up. It's just
chances,
a car.
The chances are very, very good that that car, you know, will die with you.
Oh.
And, you know, like you're the last owner of that car.
It's going to rust out. I mean, it's going to just crap out for sure, yeah.
At some point. Because you're going to keep it that long.
And I'm not going to be sad. It's just a thing. It's a thing that gets me from point A to point B, and as long as it does that, I'm okay. And so I love that viewpoint, Mark. I think it's very healthy. Where it's just one of your other things.
You don't own the stuff.
Right.
It owns you.
Yeah, that's a great point. 1-800-259-9231. Bring up what you want. This is your show. We've got Dennis on the line. He wants to talk about Wesley Snipes, Sam in Texas, Ron in Louisiana, and we'll take your calls about anything. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photo, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Let's face it, the political landscape today is all about blaming the other guy. Democrats blame Republicans, Republicans blame Democrats. But I've got to say, at least they're throwing rocks in the right direction. We libertarians are good about fighting amongst ourselves. It's time to pick a candidate, a serious candidate for president, and start moving forward. That candidate is George Phillies.
This is George Phillies, libertarian for president. I approved of this message, paid for by Phillies 2008.
The United States seems to be celebrating over its triumph of reducing government debt. But the truth be told, public and private debt increased to a record high in 1999, reaching a peak of $14.8 trillion, marking 10.57% annual increase, outpacing its previous 10 years. The U.S. economy receives its currency by taking on debt through private banking institution called the Federal Reserve System. In the year 2000, debt growth collapsed to only 4.5%. It's bad enough that the U.S. citizens is bound by debt in order to have commerce. However, shocking the economy with a reduction of this magnitude could wipe out years of growth in a stock portfolio. Before you make your next investment decision, get the cold hard facts. Call 1-800-686-2237 for your free report on the outstanding level of public and private debt. You must understand how recession and depression are driven by outstanding debt. Call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
If your body isn't feeling too well these days, you're gonna start taking this hemp, I say. Go to hempusa.org. You may not like what I'm about to say, but you know I'm gonna say it anyway. The government doesn't want the best for you. They keep you down, they keep you blue. They starve your body for all its nutrients. They won't let you grow industrial hemp. It really doesn't make any kind of sense when it's so healthy for the world and useful for you, my friends. I hope Mr. Bush will hear this song, for the heart of America wants this one. Go to hempusa.org. If you're a truther, an anarchist, a renegade, you only want things that God has made, go to hempusa.org. We offer free shipping anywhere in the States. Go to hempusa.org.
Attention, GCN listeners. Would you like to watch uncensored, unregulated, even banned TV on your computer? Well, now you can watch satellite TV on your PC with an extremely simple hookup that allows computer owners to pick up more channels than any sane person can even watch without paying monthly cable or satellite fees. Here's the story. New video feed technology lets anyone with a high-speed internet connection gain instant access to an endless list of underground channels from all over the globe. And here's the best part. It's 100% legal. And it works at home, the office, or even in other countries to grab television channels and video feeds at your command. GCN listeners can use it to watch hundreds of conspiracy videos absolutely free. Best of all, you could be watching free TV on your PC in 5 minutes or less. It's that simple. Just go to www.orderfreetv.com. That's www.orderfreetv.com. To watch unregulated TV on your PC, go to www.orderfreetv.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
It's 1-800-259-9231. You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site are free, and they include updates. If you get signed up, we'll keep you in the loop whenever you need to know something fresh about Free Talk Live. Go to updates.freetalklive.com to get on the list for free. That's updates.freetalklive.com. You bring up anything, we go to Dennis in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Dennis.
Yeah. First off, I just wanted to say, huge fans. I found your podcast about 6 months ago and can't get enough.
Welcome, cool, sir. What's on your mind tonight?
I just really briefly wanted to bring up that I just saw the news that Wesley Snipes was convicted of the tax fraud 3 years, although it looks like just a year of supervised, basically probation.
Really? What? I mean, I saw that the news today said it was 36 months in prison. They've reduced it already?
Well, maybe I'm incorrect, but I've checked about 3 or 4 stories, and all of them seem to say in the end that Snipes will receive or will serve 1 year of supervised release, which I think translates to probation. I may be incorrect on that point. What I thought was most interesting was, and pretty much every story covered this, was what the prosecutor had to say, which was, basically, criminal tax prosecutions are relatively rare. Usually the cases are handled in civil court where the government has a lower burden of proof. The prosecutor said Snipes' case was important to send a message to would-be tax protesters not to test the government.
Yeah.
So I thought that was a little bit frightening.
Well, that's what it's all about.
You know, I mean, if they'd have locked his head off in this public square, it would have been for the same reason, to send a message. You people cannot not pay the money that we steal from you. We demand that you hand it over, and we don't want to hear any trouble. You know, that's why the guy, the armed robber, says, you know, stick him up, give me your wallet, or I'll shoot you. If you don't give him your wallet, he's going to shoot. And that's what they did. They shot Wesley Snipes.
And one other quick thing, an easy way to avoid falling into the black market on illegal drugs is to grow your own. I've been doing it for a couple of years, and it's better than buying.
Well, that's true. Of course, it's riskier usually in most places as far as
the penalties are higher, but you just got to keep your frickin' mouth shut.
Oh, you don't tell anybody.
That's
God.
Exactly it.
You know, people, it's so amazing. They want so badly to show somebody because they've got this amazing plant going.
You're proud of yourself. Yeah.
And they bring people, and hey, look, see the light and the plant, and then, oh, smell the oxygen. Isn't it heady? And then sooner or later, somebody gets busted, and they decide, you know what, I can get out of this by snitching on my friend.
Or someone will decide that they don't like you anymore or whatever, and they go and they steal your marijuana from you. I mean, they usually, whether it's the cops that get you or some other marijuana criminal that gets you, if you talk to too many people, and that means more than one, if you talk to too many people about your grow op, you're screwed.
Absolutely. Everybody loves to believe it's the conspiracy of the helicopters with heat-sensing radar, but it's your buddies.
Yeah.
Yep, that's true. Thanks for the call tonight, dude. We appreciate it. 1-800-259-9231.
Especially if you have one of those little things where you grow. I mean, the average person can grow
a closet, you mean?
Yeah, can grow their own. And, you know, essentially that's stuff you get out of High Times or whatever. You know, you can do that yourself in a closet, and that's not going to use enough electricity to, you know, make any big, you know, any big deal.
And Barry Cooper, in his new video, Never Get Raided, actually has tips as to how to keep your grow op undetectable, and one of his tips is shut the F up.
No, that's the biggest tip.
Yeah.
It's absolutely the biggest tip.
Let's continue with your calls. Sam in Texas, a man who spent a bit of time with Barry Cooper. Sam, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello.
Good evening, gentlemen. A lot of discussion on Amsterdam and cannabis, and Ian, I prefer to use the term cannabis because marijuana was actually pulled out of Mexican society by William Randolph Hearst and used in his newspapers as propaganda to really scare the American people into thinking that it's this horrible drug that's going to cause all of these problems and so forth. And it was also
does it have all that baggage with it still? I mean, it's not like it's anarchist or something like that. I don't know if very many Americans know what cannabis is.
Oh,
some of them don't. You know, I use that term pretty regularly, and some people are like, what's that?
I like hemp. So, personally, I like to use the term hemp.
What about pot?
It's not entirely accurate, but it's very English. Cannabis, Latin. Marijuana, well, Spanish. But hemp is an English word.
Yeah, but to me, hemp means the non-psychoactive strains of the cannabis plant.
Well,
yeah, that's
but
true.
To me, cannabis means you're a pretentious snot.
Well, okay. I guess that's your choice.
See, it's your choice to think what the hell you're about. Go ahead.
The 1937 Marijuana Tax Act was passed because of that term. The AMA was actually doing studies on the cannabis plant and separating out all of the molecules, and they believed that it was going to replace 50 to 80% of the world's pain medications.
Wow.
And they didn't even know that marijuana was the same thing until the day before in a hearing. Dr. Woodard came in. He was outraged. And then when they did put it to a vote on the floor of the Senate, I believe the the following day they lied and said, oh, no, the AMA has no objections, and it passed.
And now we're finding out, the news reported, I think it was earlier this week or last week, that there has been another study done that shows absolutely that marijuana helps people with chronic neuropathic pain.
Cannabis, Ian, cannabis!
Oh.
Yeah, I have a...
I've been smoking marijuana my entire life, so it's going to be hard to break me on that one.
It was hard for me, too. Now, an earlier caller mentioned that the best place to buy cannabis might be Jamaica. And while it's cheap there, and certainly there's people that will hold it up in, beside the freeway offering it for sale, the best place is probably Africa. I saw a big story about this. A guy went off into a remote village, and he was looking for like an ounce. He was there a week or something. And he negotiated with this tribe to buy what he thought was an ounce for about $10.
Mm-hmm.
And what he got was 10 pounds.
Wow. A buck a pound.
10 pounds and you can't even spend it all. What do you do? You fill the bathtub and take a bath in it before you fly back home.
You might as well.
So that's what he did. Now, the prices in Amsterdam, it's not, first off, that's not a free market at all.
Not at all.
It's regulated by the government. They have this little sticker that you have to get. They very rarely hand them out anymore. There used to be, 20 years ago, 1,500 shops in Amsterdam. Now there's, I believe, around 200.
Hmm.
And when one closes, they lose the sticker, and nobody's allowed to replace them.
Oh, that's not good.
So the prices there are almost the same as what you would find in the black market around the world. It's not 50 euros a gram or whatever. It's, I think it's... 4 to 5 grams is about 20 to 50 euros, depending on the strain that you want to get.
So it's about on par with the high-end marijuana that you can buy in the black market in America, but you're still getting better quality over in Amsterdam consistently, and that's different.
Yes. Now, if you want to get like the best of the best, say you wanted original true blueberry, you'd have to go to a place called the old coffee shop right across, or the old church coffee shop right across from the old church, and you can buy 3 grams there, allegedly, for, I think, 65 euros, so it's a little more expensive, but, man.
America, a name brand. I mean, that's, blueberry is a name brand, a huge name brand. So.
No, blueberry is a, if you go back to the original strain, and they've kept them alive over there, this stuff smells like blueberries. It allegedly tastes like blueberries.
That's amazing.
If you were to smoke a bunch and then get up from the bar, you might actually kick a bar stool over on accident.
Yeah, like I've heard there's some stuff that'll make it so you don't want to get up. Thanks for the call, man. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Harness the power of nature's thunderstorm to make your home smell fresh and reduce the threat of MRSA, black mold, bird flu, and more. The EPA has stated that indoor air is up to 5 times more polluted than outdoors, causing 50% of all illnesses. Now you can protect your home and family with the world's best air purifier using technology developed for NASA. Our patented, proven system eliminates up to 99.9% viruses, bacteria, molds, mildew, and germs from surfaces, and covers up to 3,000 square feet with no expensive filters to replace. Nothing else compares to our product. See the independent laboratory test proving our technology at tryfreshair.com/safehome. Reduce airborne allergens and up to 99.9% of deadly MRSA, black mold, E. coli, and more on surfaces. Go to tryfreshair.com/safehome to order online or call 1-800-492-1073. That's 1-800-492-1073, 10 a.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern for our easy pay plan today.
Are you fed up with all the side effects of chemicals in your shampoos and detergents? Even fragrances can signal some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, folks. Alex Jones here. Why not go back to basics and be safe with Calbin Pure Soaps? They're all natural, and you'll save some 85% the money you're spending for your cleaning products now. Marty Schachter founded Calbin Soap Company in 1947 and provided products for health institutions. Now, Calbin Soaps are available to you and me. Triple concentrated for all your cleaning needs, from bathing and laundry to dishes, hair, and more. No harsh chemicals. No animal testing. I use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calbin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
If you've been thinking of acquiring a Rife machine, this is the time for action. At JW Labs, we build machines that are twice as powerful as Dr. Rife's most potent devices. Our Model A is a solid-state equivalent to our legendary vacuum tube-based instrument. It's much more affordable and easy to use. With JW Labs Model A, you will sweep through the entire range of frequencies known to be effective for viruses, bacteria, and more. Our customers report increased energy, reduction of pain, and relief from conditions untouched by conventional treatments. JW Labs has been building Rife machines for over 20 years. Let us help you take back your power regarding your health. Learn more at jwlabs.com. That's jwlabs.com. Or call us today at 888-891-1122. 888-891-1122.
How would you like to have a tool to use at home that you can use anytime that helps reduce back pain, sciatica, hip pain, and more? A tool that helps relieve the pain and doesn't just treat the symptoms. You need the Sacrowedgesacral Stabilizer. One satisfied user states, "I don't believe in gadgets, but this is a miracle." Yes, that's right. Just relax 20 minutes daily or when needed to help correct the muscle imbalance that creates many of these symptoms. Gravity does the work with the sacrowedgie under the sacrum and support under your neck. Help correct posture to help relieve the pain. Better balance equals fewer problems. You can even sit on the sacrowedgie at the computer or while traveling. This device has been helping people for the past 15 years, yet the cost is still just $29.95. Finally, something available that really relieves those stubborn aches and pains.
Order your sacrowedgie now and get a free instructional DVD. Just call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Or visit sacrowedgie.com. That's sacrowedgy.com.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
I do take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features on the site we give away, so enjoy those on us. Again, freetalklive.com. By the way, the website features include live streams. So if you want to tune into a broadband version or a dial-up version of the show, we've got them both, and they're both free at freetalklive.com. Also, how much do you spend on coffee? JustPlainJoe.com offers over 60 different flavors roasted to order from gourmet Arabica coffee beans in whole bean or ground at just $7.99 a 12-ounce package. And it's roasted fresh to order. JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders are delivered within 3 business days via UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping. That's JustPlainJoe.com.
It's the most cost-effective way to get gourmet coffee.
1-800-259-9231. You can bring up anything. We continue with your calls. It's Ron in Louisiana. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ron.
Good evening, gentlemen. Enjoying your program as usual.
What's on your mind tonight, sir?
You brought up a couple of things that I'd like to make comment on.
Sure.
One is the marijuana issue.
By all means.
Of course, I'm in my 70s, and I've never smoked it or taken any drugs as far as that goes. In fact, I don't even take aspirin.
Wow.
There's no point in putting something in your body that's going to make it difficult for your survival, you know?
I'm with you on that. So you don't drink beer?
I drink one beer with my meal only.
Hmm.
That's interesting.
Yes. So I don't drink it recreationally, you know. I drink it as
because you like the taste.
Well, not really. It's a food product. An old doctor back in the 50s in Mississippi said, I was having trouble with heartburn. So he said, drink one beer with your meal. And you'll never have any trouble again. Hmm. So I started doing it, and I never had any trouble again.
I'll be damned.
There you go.
So it was good. But anyway, marijuana, of course, probably doesn't hurt anybody. And it sure isn't as damaging as alcohol would be, I don't think, to the body.
I've known a lot of people who've smoked marijuana, and never once has marijuana harmed any of them. But what has harmed them, without a doubt, has been the war on drugs and the government's enforcement of it.
Well, of course, now, one thing I wanted to tell you. Back in 1948, did you all ever see the movie Key Largo?
I have not.
No. I've heard of it.
Humphrey Bogart, Laura McCall, Edward G. Robinson. Anyway, there was something interesting there. These gangsters, Edward G. Robinson was the head of them, they took over this hotel down there. And one of the conversations that went on during that time was they were going to pay off some politicians to get Prohibition back in so they could make millions of dollars.
Sure. It's a good, plan.
And, of course, today the government makes these things illegal because they're pushing most of the drugs in the country. And so it's just, but it was still, it's been going on for a long time. Now, I wasn't surprised just now when I heard someone there say that the pharmaceutical industry was evidently had their finger in this deal to make marijuana illegal because they want to push their poisonous drugs. In fact, that industry is probably one of the wickedest industries on the planet.
I thought it was more the textile industry that was really against it because hemp was such a competitive product, and they'd already invested, for instance, William Randolph Hearst, the newspaperman, had invested heavily into paper products from trees, and marijuana grows, of course, or hemp or cannabis or whatever, grows much faster. And
well, it could have been part of it, and then he was probably importing marijuana, too. Who knows, you know? Well,
yeah, you never know. Behind the scenes,
in the business.
That.
But another thing that I want to mention, maybe I can save some of your listeners' lives here tonight.
Oh, great.
My wife, Rosemary, she was a beautiful, talented lady. She got a brain tumor from drinking Diet Coke, Diet Dr. Pepper, diet drinks, and the aspartame.
I've heard that it does that to some people.
It is deadly poison. Tens of millions of people are dead from it, and half of the people in every hospital in this country are aspartame poison victims, and they don't know it.
That's certainly going to be difficult to quantify that or prove that claim.
But I can tell you that the situation where aspartame went through the FDA is unprecedented. There was never a product that's been rammed through the Food and Drug Administration.
Dick Cheney has something to do with it?
Sorry.
I'm going to tell you. In 84... We see that, first of all, they tried to get it okay by the FDA for 15 years, and they turned it down. In 84, Monsanto bought out Cereal Drug Company, who invented this poison. And you know who the head of Cereal Drug was at that time?
No.
Donald Rumsfeld.
Oh, that's the name. I knew it was one of those guys.
Huh? Yeah. Anyway, he got together with the head of Monsanto. They paid off the head of the FDA, a guy named Arthur Hayes. He overrode his doctor board and signed off on it. And then Rumsfeld bragged about calling in one of his markers with Reagan, who had just been elected president. Ronald Reagan wrote a presidential directive allowing Hayes to do that. That's how they got it in the system.
Interesting. Ron, thank you for the
Congress
call tonight.
Congress had hearings, and they didn't do anything.
We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. You know, I'm not going to go to bat on that particular issue because I'm sure there's all kinds of bad chemicals out there, but you know, give me real sugar any old day. Give me real butter any old day. Thank you very much. I'll go full flavor, full taste. You only live once. Enjoy it.
Well, you know, and if you're going to deny yourself things, I deny yourself things. Don't half step. I've had Diet Coke before. I managed to lose weight from drinking Diet Coke, but it seems to me that probably a safer way to go. I've just had a lot of advice not to, I looked in the aspartame, had a lot of advice not to take it, and okay. It doesn't make me one way or the other. They've got Diet Coke out there with the Splenda in it. I'll drink that if that's what I feel like drinking.
Well,
right now, I feel like
drinking
Dr. Pepper. So.
Yeah, if you want to lose weight, don't drink soda. Mm-hmm. Just period. Switch to water.
You just love water because you're a miserly little skinflint.
Water tastes good, and it's good for you.
You're right.
And the fact is, if you want to lose weight, soda's just empty calories.
So water tasted really good to you when you started drinking water?
No, it didn't.
Because water doesn't taste good. At this point, your body's so deprived of drinks. I mean, like, it's just so in a rut that you think that water tastes good. Water doesn't taste good.
Water is
tastes like
delicious.
Nothing.
You talk to Julia about it. She's taken up drinking water, and she likes the way water tastes.
If you have a tough time switching over, then try the emergencies. You can drop it in that awful-tasting water stuff that really is only good for washing your hands in and things.
it's also good for sustaining life.
And then, I like water's fine when it's mixed in with things, but...
Goodness, you sound like a little baby. You sound like a little kid. I can't drink water. I need to have flavors. Give me Crystal Light. Give me my emergency. Mommy!
You sound like a man who's just been let out of a concentration camp. Oh, the delicious water! finally, I get to have some water! Yeah.
Hey, I've got some ruby red grapefruit juice in the freeze in the fridge right now. So it's not like I don't drink other things. It's just the water is my bulk of what I drink.
Yeah, but you had to condition yourself into drinking water.
Thank goodness I did. It was well worth it, and I'm so glad I did. And it's not something I would recommend anybody. I would recommend against. I think it's been very beneficial to me. All right, let's continue with your calls. You can bring up anything, and you can drink whatever you want. It's your business, obviously. I just, if you want to save a little money, lose a little weight, feel healthier. Sleep better? Water's the way to go. All right, let's go to...
grows hair and a bald head!
I'm telling you, man. Let's go to Hill Bill in Kalispell listening on KGEZ. Hello.
How are we doing, guys?
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm standing here in the middle of my pot-growing room, looking at all my pot plants. Going to get ready to cut down a couple probably tomorrow.
We've had more pot growers call this show this hour than in the history of the program, I think.
Yeah, I've got, let me look on the wall here that shows my legal representation. It says there's 12 people that, you know, count on me from time to time to get their medicinal their medicinal product.
That's right, because in Montana there is a medicinal marijuana provision, and so therefore you are a legal marijuana grower.
Yes. Matter of fact, not only am I a legal marijuana grower, but I'm a part of a growing group up here that are trying to make the product and the services more valuable for people.
Mm.
And we can only do that because it's been legalized. And something, you know, that listeners want to bear in mind in the states where it's not legalized is this has been an incremental thing that happens over time. You know, I never thought 10 years ago that I would be able to do this legally in my own home and not have to fear the local cops anyway from, you know, hammering down on me.
How have they been handling it, by the way? I mean, I want to ask you about that when we come back, if you don't mind. Hang on. 800-259-9231. We saw that in California, the cops did not like it one bit, and it's taken them years to finally get along. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Founded by veterans who love the great full-bodied taste of rich gourmet coffee, but who couldn't often afford it or get it during their deployment, JustPlainJoe.com offers 66 different flavors, roasted to order from top-quality Arabica coffee beans, and all at a reasonable price, because you shouldn't have to take out a loan for a good cup of joe.
Support our GIs by sending them a bag now, or try some for yourself by visiting JustPlainJoe.com. Most orders delivered in just a few business days by UPS. Buy 5 packages and save on shipping.
Are you remodeling your kitchen or bath? Perhaps you just want to easily update the look of those old cabinets or that old set of drawers. Interknobs.com offers a wide variety of knobs, pulls, bath accessories, and plumbing fixtures for every taste and budget. Free Talk Live listeners can save 10% on all Interknobs.com merchandise by using code FTL at checkout. That's Interknobs.com. InterKnobs.com. Friendly service and wholesale prices for knobs, pulls, and more at Interknobs.com. And don't forget, use code FTL to save 10%.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Greetings, I am Dr. Buell von Scheik with the White Paper Chronicles. Mr. Steve Schenck with this fearless radio program is correct when he says the solution to our difficult times is to store food and get healthy. My comrades and I of the media don't want you to panic. We, unlike fearless radio, try not to tell you about the food control legislation, Hurricane Katrina, the American famine, families unable to buy food. If we told you the solution to all these problems is food, you'd panic and run out and buy up food before it disappeared, or you couldn't afford it. You'd completely mess up the perfect strategy for population control, and they'd kick us out of the Survivors Club. You are a sissy chicken if you call JMS eFoods Direct.com and order food.
This is Steve. Call 800-409-5633 on the web efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. You'll be considered a little bit crazy, but there's no such thing as a little bit dead. Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to spyville.com, that's spyville.com, or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything toll-free number. Even in these remaining moments is 1-800-259-9231. Just enough time for your call. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231 is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. If you enjoy the program, you want to help support Free Talk Live, then we invite you to go and shop with us at the store. You can go to store.freetalklive.com. Get great Free Talk Live branded merchandise, including T-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. Store.freetalklive.com. The Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival is better known as Porkfest. It's June 9th through the 15th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to meet your Internet and Free Talk Live pals, as well as make new ones, and expand your network of liberty-loving activists, businesses, and organizations. Discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's P-O-R-C-F-E-S-T.com. In addition, you'll be able to meet all kinds of interesting people, including Jason Osborne from SACL CAI. He's going to be there partying.
Big radio stars, Ian and Mark from Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live will be broadcasting three nights, but Jason is going to be there having a huge party all week long, apparently. They're going to be barbecuing like hundreds of pounds of beef, and I hear there's going to be all kinds of other libations happening and interesting things. So you're going to want to be there. It is going to be the Liberty Party of the summer. 1-800-259-9231. We go back to Hill Bill in Kalispell, listening on KGEZ. Hill, you're telling us about your marijuana grow operation, which is completely legal there in Montana because a couple years back they decided, wasn't it the legislature that that pushed it through, or was it a citizen initiative that went through with the marijuana?
I think it was a citizen initiative, but I'm not positive on that.
Okay. Well, anyway, there's a medical marijuana...
I do know that whatever means they went by doing it, it was approved by 62%, so...
That's pretty good. That's pretty good numbers.
Yeah, that is good numbers.
So you've got medical marijuana there, and when did it come into effect? Was it 2004 or 2006?
I think it was the beginning of 2006.
Okay.
And I've only been a patient for about a year and a half.
So it's relatively
new.
So it's a relatively new phenomenon there. And what we saw in California when they did it in the mid-1990s was that the police continued to enforce laws that they weren't supposed to enforce against the medical marijuana users. Have you seen any of that in Montana, or have there been the police? Have the police been pretty cooperative and pretty cool?
They've been pretty cooperative. I know that a lot of our local law enforcement are usually presented by the patients first and the caregivers as well. They usually, you know, like I notified my local law enforcement of what I was doing. I didn't want my neighbor thinking that he was up for some big reward and get all gung-ho happy on me, because that doesn't do anybody any good. And I know that a lot of patients go to their, you know, just go to their locals and tell them, you know, this is what's going on. So if my neighbor says he smells something, he's probably right.
That's a great idea. I mean, as far as that way they don't confuse you with somebody who they could arrest.
Exactly, because, you know, if they come in on false premise, they're already in that mode.
Yeah, and then they take all your plants and your whole operation is done for.
I expect a certain amount of respect from them coming into my home, provided they already know it's there and it should be a legit operation. So, you know, if they come in under under you know, a big negative umbrella, I'm going to treat it differently, you know, as far as what I'll do about it.
Could you see yourself expanding your operation in the event that they actually decriminalize marijuana completely? Would you could you see yourself expanding to deal with just regular consumers, or do you want to just stick to the medical field?
I'd like to see it expand. You know, like I said, this is just one stepping stone. That's one of the real big things I wanted to point out, was it's one step back towards where things were before, you know, before a lot of the more natural stuff was taken off the table for everybody. And I think it did have a lot to do with the pharmaceutical industry's influence as well as the textile industry.
Good call tonight, Hillbill. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. And, of course, it's that attitude that the prohibitionists are very afraid of, the idea that we all understand that medical marijuana is the first step on the road to decriminalization. It's the first step on the road to getting rid of prohibition, and that's what they always try to bring out. If some state government is looking at a medical marijuana bill, they'll say, oh, we don't want to do that because then the next step is that recreational users will be able to smoke it, which they're already doing.
By the way, that's the same point for hydrocodone. Mm. I mean, people are out there abusing hydrocodone, and I don't think we need to be, you know, the fact that a doctor can prescribe it for pain doesn't seem to be that big of an issue. There are people out there getting it for pain, and apparently marijuana, according to studies, is in some cases better.
More effective.
Yeah. So it's a crappy, crappy argument.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong with the idea of people being able to use marijuana on a recreational basis.
I don't care what reason they use it. There's nothing wrong with them using it for a recreational, any more than there is for them drinking beer.
Right. If you believe it's wrong.
Smoking cigarettes.
If you believe there's something inherently wrong about affecting one's own viewpoint.
You're a dope. You have taken the frickin' blue pill.
Yeah.
You haven't thought for yourself in years. If you think that.
Well, if you think that, and if what you want is the inevitable result of this war on drugs, and that is to punish everyone that's ever decided to put a drug inside their body that's an illegal drug, then you might as well go ahead and lock up a third to a half of all the people in America. Go ahead and lock up one half of all parents in America. Because millions of Americans have admitted to smoking marijuana at some point in their lives. And if it was bad then, or if it's bad now, then it was bad back then. So shouldn't they be punished retroactively? Shouldn't we punish everybody that's ever put a joint in their mouth? Because there's something wrong with that. There's something bad. There's something evil about that, huh?
Sounds crazy to me.
Start building the jails, because you've got to lock pretty much everybody up. All kinds of people in this country have smoked and currently smoke marijuana, and they live productive lives. They get their bills paid. They take care of their responsibilities, and they simply choose a different drug to alter their consciousness. If you think altering your consciousness is bad, then you better be out there on the street arguing to bring back alcohol prohibition, because millions of Americans right now, as we speak, are imbibing in alcohol and they're altering their consciousness. And, oh, no, that's terrible. We can't have that in America.
And you might as well argue about against cigarettes is from the health angle. I mean, cigarettes should be illegal. Cigarettes make people more aggressive. Just so you know, they've done tests after smoking cigarettes. People are more aggressive. You know,
alcohol does that, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So cigarettes are a mind-altering substance, not as much as alcohol, certainly. Nothing's as mind-altering as alcohol. Heroin isn't as mind-altering as alcohol, for God's sake. You can drink alcohol till you're just laying on the floor. Alcohol's terribly mind-altering, but it's legal.
Yep. Just because something is legal does not make it good. And similarly, just because something is illegal does not make it bad. And anybody that bases their viewpoint or their opinion on what the law says, they have this idiotic mentality of, well, it's illegal, so therefore it's wrong. No, 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 no. It's only illegal because some jerks in some state house or some federal government sat around in a room and wrote some crap down on a piece of paper. That's all. It doesn't say anything about
the
product.
And now there's more jerks that are making lots of money off of it being illegal.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's wrong. Look, the law doesn't have to be right. The law's wrong plenty. It was wrong when it was throwing Jews in ovens. It was wrong when it was kicking Indians off their land. It was wrong when it was holding black people enslaved. And it's wrong now. The law is wrong.
And bad laws should be disobeyed. At least that's what Martin Luther King said.
Yeah, any good patriot with a spine says that.
Mm-hmm.
anybody says that. I mean, weren't the heroes in the Underground Railroad running the slaves up into the North? Weren't they heroes?
Absolutely.
Isn't that how we look at them now? Well, that's how we should
be
looking.
They were criminals then.
Right. They absolutely were criminals, and that's how we should be looking at people who are trying to legalize marijuana, trying to legalize all drugs right now. All they want for us is freedom. Freedom, the concept this country was founded on.
The ability to make your own decisions about your own life and your own body without having to be afraid of being locked up in a jail cell and taken away from all your friends and family members.
And it's the most uninventive way to solve a problem. The only way you can figure out to get people to stop smoking marijuana is to throw people in jail? That's the best you can do?
That's like the Cro-Magnon caveman way of solving problems.
You big bully? God,
it's so frustrating.
It really is. It absolutely is.
Oh, and tomorrow morning, by the way, here in Keene, I mentioned this last night on the show, there's a morning show program that is going to have the senator from the area on the air who refuses to answer simple questions about how she feels about marijuana prohibition. And it sounds like there are going to be some people calling in tomorrow morning to the program to kind of hold her feet to the flames, maybe ask her all kinds of questions she doesn't want to have asked.
I'm sure.
And I'm thinking about
calling in.
I'm going to record it. I'm thinking about it, but I just can't stand the woman, so I'm already feeling ill just thinking about calling, so I'm going to see what other people say first. But I am going to record it, and maybe I'll turn the stream on, too, while we're at it. So if you're up that early in the morning tomorrow, 9 to 10 a.m. Eastern Time, check the Free Talk live stream. We might be streaming the actual on-air feed from WKBK here in Keene as this New Hampshire authoritarian Nazi senator gets grilled by the callers. There's no call screening, so anybody can call in.
She's more like a Soviet. she's much more the old red, the Soviet Communist Party sort of Soviet style authoritarian. She's a Democrat authoritarian.
So tune in live tomorrow. Otherwise, we'll probably post it later on freekeen.com. It's been Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us online in the meantime between now and tomorrow night's show at freetalklive.com. Have a great night.
Carrying around extra pounds is hard on your body and your emotions. Do you want to take some weight off? Diets are a dime a dozen, and they all work a little bit, but they require people to change their lives and forego the foods they love. I've been introduced by a doctor to a product that can cause you to lose up to 25 pounds in just 9 days without requiring you to permanently change your diet. Go to FTLDiscount.com, read some real testimonials, and find out how to order. FTLDiscount.com. It doesn't matter if you have a little to lose or a whole lot. FTLDiscount.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.